Hello guys, how are you? I'm back with another podcast. So as you all know that I'm learning English to get shortlisted in the interview and get selected in interview. Basically it's a BPO job and international one, so I have to be fluent in English. So I was trying my best earlier to be good at interview. Basically, certain things that I'm getting nervous. That happens with everyone. It's a general term. And the other thing, I'm getting very conscious about certain things, that how will I give my interview, and these comes to nervousness only. I'm thinking, what are the questions would they ask from me? What are certain questions they ask to me? And am I able to answer their questions? Can I able to answer those questions? These are some of the topics they given me to read, to answer. Ow! My phone! Bad wood, yeah, guys. Guys, bad word. So a certain question they have given me to read and to learn by that point of time, like about BPO. BPO stands for business process outsourcing. When company outsources their non-core process to other company so that they can focus on their core process, this is known as BPO. Okay. Basically, it means that certain company, who is the owner, like whichever the company that is, they outsource their non-core service, like BPO is generally data entry, payrolls, HRs, call centers. So they outsource this kind of service from the other service provider company, so that they can work on their core activities. So this is basically known as BPO. Customer service is understanding customer queries related to some product or services and giving them satisfactory resolution. So this is basically known as customer service. Customer satisfactions. It is a measure of how product and service supplied by a company meet or surpass customer expectations. Customer satisfaction is defined as the number of customer or percentage of total customer whose reported experience with the firm, its product or its service rating exceeds specified satisfaction goal. So there is a question also they ask that why you chose BPO. Like they want to hear that. I'm not sure they want to hear that. What do you know about this sector, and do you have any knowledge about BPO and all? So they've given me the answer that I have researched and realized that BPO are the fastest growing industry because increasing customer base. The skills required to build your career in BPOs are decent communication skill and good convincing skill. I think I have got this skill and I will have a good career into this industry. I wake up early in the morning at around 6 a.m. Then I freshen up and go for a walk. Once I came back, I take a cup of cup of tea. Then I take shower and search out for job openings on different portals. Then basically I search job opening in different portals. Then I go for interviews. After coming for my interview, I take lunch, and evening time I go out with my friends to hang out. After coming from there, I prepare dinner, and after having dinner and go to be. After having dinner and go to be. I don't know what it means, but yeah. Yesterday routines. This kind of problem
I can have in my too. I'm very scared.
I got up early in the morning at 6 o'clock. After that, I went to garden. There, I did some yoga and some exercise. And after I came back, I took bath. After that, I got ready and I took my breakfast. And I went for interview and came back from there in the evening 5 p.m. After that, I took tea, and after 1 hour, I went to market. After came back, I read some of the book and some story book night 10:15. I took my dinner with my parents, and after I finished, I watched some TV serials, and after that I went to bed.
Social media refer to website and application that are designed to allow people to share content quickly, efficiently, and in real time.
Social media is an essential piece of your business marketing strategy. Social platform can help you connect with the customer, increasing awareness about your brand and boost your leads and sales. With more than 3 billion people around the world use social media every month, it's no passing trend.
So basically, child labor means that children are forced to work like adults and take a part in economic activity, which when children work like adults, this will deprive them of their childhood. Very often they cannot attend regular schools either. This kind of work is mentally, physically, socially, or morally dangerous, harmful. Child labor is fundamentally different from casual work done by children, like guarding other children's or helping here and there. Child labor is forbidden in most countries. In some places, minor boy and girl work in tea stalls, restaurant, hotel, and other small shop. Some work in huge factory like brick factory. The main reason why child labor is occurred is poverty.
So these are certain topics that they given me to read, and I'm reading it. I'm learning it. I have to learn. I have to say in front of them. So I've read about BPO, customer service, and customer satisfaction. I have to read again because I didn't understand it well. Okay, it is a measure of how product and service supplied by a company meet or surpass customer expectation. If the customer is satisfied by the other our service and goods, whatever we are providing them, if they are satisfied with our services, it is basically number of customers, number of people who are utilizing our service or product. If they exceeds our satisfaction goal, then it is known as customer satisfaction. Yeah, I guess. Women empowerment is a movement involving respect, honor, and recognition towards all women. Empowerment can be defined in many ways. However, when talking about women empowerment means accepting and allowing peoples who are on the outside of the system. Okay, I've read these things. So yeah. So name, place, education. Okay, my name is Sharma from Madhya Pradesh. Yeah, by IPP. Yeah, this kind of thing. How did I spend my last Sunday? So last Sunday was holiday. Customer orientation. They also ask. So I have to. I want to charge my phone, so I take out the socket from the so I take out the plug from the socket plug. Customer orientation. What is the meaning of customer orientation? Is when a business focuses on understanding and meeting the needs and preference of its customer. This approach involves tailoring product, service, and strategy to enhance customer satisfaction and build long-term relationship. It is about putting the customer at the center of decision making and consistently striving to exceed their expectation. Okay, I got it. Do you got it? So we have to get it. Customer orientation means a business cares a lot about making customer happy. They try hard to understand what customer want and do their best to give them good product and services. It's like putting customers in a spotlight and always trying to make them smile. Yeah, I got it. Got it now. So these are the sort of things we are talking about. Now I should leave. I may take a leave from you. So I'll get back to you after giving interview. So I'll tell you my experience, what I've got from here, got from there. So yeah, bye.